Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that you can make what you know will be a good day even better by tweaking your schedule to add more good things and removing things that you won't want to do. These almost perfect days can then become deep memories thanks to your careful cultivation. So hopefully anyone who listens to this podcast knows how important it is to plan in things that you are looking forward to. Maybe it's tickets to a concert in a few months or to an exciting sporting event next week. Positive anticipation makes life more exciting and hopeful. Honestly, on bad days, it can be what makes us get out of bed. But if you know something good is coming up, by being strategic, you can make the whole day even more exciting. We all have some discretion over our schedules and how much effort we put into planning good things. I'd argue that it can be fun to put even more good stuff on an already good day so that you go from happiness to happiness all day long. So, for instance, let's say you get massages every 2 months or so, and you also have tickets to a favorite band on a particular night. You could try scheduling your massage for the day you have the concert. So as you are relaxing on the massage table, you are also excited about the concert happening in a few hours. Or maybe it's that you've got tickets to a football game on Saturday afternoon. Could you have breakfast that morning with a good friend? Or perhaps you've scored a coveted reservation at a great restaurant for Friday night. Could you plan to take a longer lunch break and go walk on that gorgeous trail that's not too far from your office? By doubling or even tripling the number of good things that happen on an anticipated day, you can make it even more memorable. You can also consciously move some not-so-fun stuff out of the day. Let's say that you normally file expense reports on Fridays, and you really dislike doing so. Maybe the week you've got that hot dinner reservation, you could file those reports on Thursday. So Friday has more space for bliss. Now, of course, the one caveat here is that when you stack up a lot of good things on one particular day, you do run the risk of something going wrong. If you wind up with the flu on the day you have a massage, lunch with a good friend, and concert tickets, that is really going to be painful. But on the other hand, if you have lots of good stuff scheduled and something goes wrong with one of the events, say the concert is canceled due to rain, you can at least console yourself with your lunch and your massage. You won't feel quite so disappointed about one thing not happening. In any case, I think it's a fun game to try to tweak a schedule for optimal enjoyment. And as we consciously try to plan more good stuff into an already good day, we can see a certain truth. We have the power to make good things happen when we try. Maybe that can nudge us to try to make good things happen more often. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.